This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for The Cosmonauts and their new album, Take Me to Your Leader. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. That blue jeans, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for The Cosmonauts and their brand new album, Take Me to Your Leader. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's lead singer, Arun Ramachandran, regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from their album, Take Me to Your Leader, here is The Cosmonauts with Transgender.
With a transgender cord, and now I'm out of love. Yeah, I was footloose and dandy. And now I'm teared up and well dressed. You're transgender. The cause of transgender. You're transgender. You're my love is transgender.
From their album Take Me to Your Leader, that was The Cosmonauts with Transgender. Check out the band at their official website, www.cosmonautradio.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Arun Ramachandran of The Cosmonauts regarding the new album, and here's how the interview went.
Well, this is The Cosmonauts have a great new CD out, and it's your first in a couple of years since you guys released your EP. Tell me what's different this time around.
I think, you know, when we released the EP, that was really, like, in New York, you just need some sort of recorded material just to play gigs, and so it was done for that purpose. This time we actually had, you know, we had a full set of, 11 songs that we had worked on, or even more that we had worked on for a long time. I think we kind of really honed them down by that point. There was a lot of newer ones that were written. I think we were a lot tighter band at that point, too, and we put a lot more into recording.
I see. And how do you feel about the finished work now that it's out there?
You know, I'm really happy with it. I think we, you know, what we wanted to set out, we set out to do is we set out to make something that sounds a lot different than whatever else is going on in, like, the music scenes these days. And I think we accomplished that. It's you know, it's a bit funky. It's all you know, you can kick your ass to pretty much any song. But, you know, at the same time, it's original. It's thought-provoking. So we're all really happy with it.
And who all helped you guys behind the mixing board for this one?
I'll be honestly, I did all the mixing myself.
Oh, okay.
And it's you know, if I think it's like when the artist does it themselves, you get no one else is going to spend as much time as you will on it. No one else is going to care as much as you will. And you know, I literally read like 3 or 4 collegiate level textbooks on mixing and just got to it. And I had done some mixing in the past too, so.
So far, have there been any reactions to the album that have surprised you or that you didn't quite see coming?
You know what? We've gotten like a bunch of reviews already, and they've all been really positive. But it's really interesting. It seems like everyone has like a different favorite song. And I thought that was, you know, some of the songs you might feel like is, you know, I feel like a couple songs are better than others, but other people seem to feel a little bit differently. So I think it's all been really positive so far, and it's all been pretty great.
What songs did you expect to get the best reaction if you were surprised at that everybody was, you know, picking a different favorite?
I thought Transgender was pretty catchy out of all of them.
I was reading the press release, and it doesn't even mention that song, but that's my favorite.
Yeah, I think that one's probably like the most accessible. So I kind of expected that, and then I like Space and Time a lot. I like Tar and Feather a lot. Those are like personal favorites of mine too.
I see. Now, tell me how this band got off the ground. I mean, what sort of happened that got you all on the same page to want to do this, make this music and be in this band?
Yeah, so it's really, we were just really fortunate. You know, I had played with Austin, our drummer, back in Syracuse, New York, and we had been, you know, we'd been playing in another band together for a few years over there, and then I moved to New York, and he moved to New York probably a year or two later, and he wanted to play some music, and I wanted to play some music, you know, but we just needed other people. So he had a friend who played guitar, and he brought him in that he had been playing with for a long time, and I had my buddy Mike who plays bass, or he didn't even play bass at the time, he just, you know, was one of those guys who could play any instrument, and I was like, hey, we need a bass player, so he just learned how to play bass, and he's a pretty damn good bass player at this point. And that's kind of how we came together. I think the most fortunate thing is that not only I'm fortunate to play with great musicians, but we have kind of similar interests, but also disparate enough just to mix things up. So it's been a lot of fun in that respect.
And is some of this interest Russian history, or what's the deal with all the Russian references?
A lot of the lyrics are kind of tongue-in-cheek, and even the theme. You know, we grew up kind of at the end of the Cold War, so we all kind of have these vague memories of it when things were kind of over. But as far as that goes, you know, we were kind of just drunk at a bar one night, and we were on the cusp of playing gigs, and we were like, hey, we need a name. So we came up with the Cosmonauts, and from there we just kind of delved into it. You know, I actually read a few books about the stuff in the space war race, and you know, just even from the Russian side of things, it's quite fascinating stuff, to be honest.
Right, and you know, and with the Cold War coming back, you know, this
yeah,
this will
yeah,
be interesting. But anyway, talk about how music got started for you as an individual.
Yeah, oh, my pleasure. So I grew up playing, I grew up singing chorus, playing saxophone, actually. That was my first instrument. And since then, I actually picked up guitar a little bit later, but I've been singing my whole life, and, you know, as soon as I got a guitar, that was like, you know, first year of college, freshman year of college, I just started writing songs. And, you know, from that, it's always been, you know, I got really into guitar when it almost became like a meditative experience for me. And it's something that would kind of calm me down to play, and it's something that would be, I could amuse myself for hours and hours just playing, and that's how I probably got a little, you know, my late teens, early 20s was when I really put a lot of time into it.
And as a front man of a band and a singer and a musician, I mean, who inspired you growing up?
I gotta be, you know, like my biggest inspiration, I love the Stones, you know, as far as, you know, being having like a stage presence. I don't think you can beat Mick Jagger.
Right.
You know, and from guitar influence, you know, I love Keith Richards. I think like the two of them together. But you know, growing up, I listened to like a lot of like black R&B type of stuff. Like I was huge into, my dad was like really big into Michael Jackson, so I had that playing around my house a lot. I like Prince a lot, stuff like that, things that are kind of funky. Classic rock, obviously, like Led Zeppelin, and I love the Beatles, stuff like that, just like, you know, those types of things. You know, I also have like, you know, a little bit, I like kind of the early 80s, mid-80s British scene too, a lot of bands like The Smiths, The Police, like Joy Division too, stuff like that.
Check out the band at their official website, www.cosmonautradio.com. From their album, Take Me to Your Leader, here are the Cosmonauts once again with Bossa Nova. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys and their new album, Damaged Goods. You know we like it heavy and loud here at Rockwired, but when it came to Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys, we knew the goods when we heard it. Their latest album mixes a little honky-tonk with rockabilly, and the results are amazing. Namely, the first single, Whiskey Nights, Neon Lights. Damaged Goods, the new album from Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.janerosemusic.com. On June 21st, 2014, in Fredericksburg, Virginia, join us for a 21-band salute to our troops. Operation Rockfest. Two stages, 21 bands. Operation Rockfest. A festival giving back to those who have given so much to this country. Operation Rockfest. An amazing rock show supporting America's heroes. Operation Rockfest. A lineup like no other, including Pop Evil, Nonpoint, Bogaflex, Love and Death, Gemini Syndrome, Saving Abel, Super Bob, Like a Storm, Elysium, Almost Kings, Wayland, Another Lost Year, Blacklight District, Silver Tongue, Shallow Side, Blame Shift, Madrone, Sand, 2012 Tribe, Stairwell, and Ignite the Fire. Operation Rockfest. June 21st, 2014 in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Tickets are available at eventfarm.com/oprockfest. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Cosmonauts and their brand new album, Take Me to Your Leader. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's frontman, Arun Ramachandran, regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain the songwriting process in this band. How does that get done?
Yeah, so... Most of the time, I usually come to the band with, like, kind of a skeleton of a song, you know, because I try not to write parts for them, because I think they could probably do it better than me. But I usually will just come up with, like the guitar riff that you hear me play. I'll have that, and then the chorus and the melody, vocals, chorus and the verse melodies kind of worked out, and some of the lyrics. And I'll tell you, usually I'll come with them with either a finished song, but most of the time it's like a half-finished song. Because, you know, even if I think I wrote a great song, if the band isn't into it or, you know, it doesn't really, or, you know, they're not coming up with parts that are great, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, if it's just not going well as a band, then usually we just leave the song behind at that point and, you know, focus on something new. So, that's how most of them are written. Some of them, you know, Michael, our bass player, like, hey, I got this great bass riff, and he'll come over and show me, and I'll be like, oh, you know, and I'll just start playing right on top of it, and we'll have a song pretty quickly like that. Each one's a little bit different, but that's kind of the gist of it, I guess.
I see. And we sort of loosely talked about the songs that were your favorite from the album, but I'm kind of interested in how they came about, like specifically the song Transgender. What was the inspiration, yeah, and how did it come together?
So this is a really funny story. So I was teaching our guitarist how the chords for Reggae Is Vile. Because I was like, hey, I came up with this reggae song, and, you know, I was using some, like, weird jazz chords on it, like, and, you know, but he was playing completely different chords, and he said, oh, those chords are transgender, and I thought that was, like, a really funny thing, you know, because they were playing completely different chords, but they sounded relatively the same at that point, I just started playing that, like, really simple guitar riff, and then our drummer starts going on, and I just start saying the chords are transgender, and then, you know, faster than you know it, we have a whole song, so.
And how about Reggae Is Vile? I mean, that's another good one off the album. It stands out for me, so talk about that one.
I was actually in Bali with my wife, or my fiance, or I guess we're on our honeymoon at the time, and, you know, I was just playing some really simple chords on a guitar, and then it kind of, you know, those kind of morphed into, like, a full-on reggae song, and, you know, Mike and I were both huge reggae fans, and it's tough to, you know, try our own hand and see what a reggae song, what we could do with writing it. And I think, like, we're both pretty happy about it. He gets that, I think he has, like, a pretty authentic reggae voice as far as things go, so I think that it really helped a lot.
And who all comes out to a show by the Cosmonauts? What kind of people do you reach out to?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So we've had at first it was just friends, and then it became friends. Friends started not only bringing themselves, but bringing a bunch of other people. And since then, things have just gotten bigger and bigger. We play a lot in New York, Manhattan, like probably like Greenwich Village area. And we've just got our first residency in Greenpoint, which is a place in Brooklyn, at Greenpoint Art Gallery, which is being fantastic. So we kind of attract a diverse crowd, and we played all in the tri-state area too, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, and it's been kind of just growing since then. I think New York's a really it's kind of a cutthroat atmosphere trying to make it here in music, but you know I think this old adage is right: if you can make it in New York, you can probably make it anywhere. So we've been having a lot of fun with that.
And I can only, just by looking at some pictures, I can imagine that you guys really put on quite a show. It definitely looks like a visual show with the way you guys dress, so.
Yeah, I guess it was a radio show, just to pull people in. So we got a bunch of these old Soviet uniforms from eBay, and, you know, it's shocking how cheap things are, you know.
Wow.
you get like one of the hats and like a full on, I have like a parade tunic, I guess, that was shipped from Latvia, and it was only like $30, and slapped some Russian war medals on there, and that's kind of the outfit, and then we just kind of tinker with it from show to show. But yeah, it's you know, I think having a good, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to entertain people, and you know, even though we're most serious about the music, having a good time on stage, putting on a good show, and putting on a good visual performance, I think is pretty important for people.
And speaking of visual performance, have there been any plans for, like, music videos for any of the songs? Because they look like they'd lend themselves well to that kind of thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that. This is like, it's funny, because things are really starting to blow up for us right now. And we've been like kind of like shocked at the response. So we've been talking about getting together a music video for one of the songs, whether it's Transgender or it's going to be Tar and Feather, or, you know, probably one of those two songs. We've gotten a couple offers just from people randomly. So we'll probably get on that in the next month or two.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I think for the way that I listen to music, or at least, you know, I look for a groove first, something that you can, something that'll really move you internally. And I think, you know, we have that, and I think that's the first thing that'll catch people. But I think there's, like, a lot of depth to each of the songs, and, you know, whether it's lyrically, or there's, like, some guitar, small guitar parts here and there, and I think it's somewhat thoughtful. And I think, you know, just to kind of, it's kind of a nice fusion of different styles of music, and I think that's ideally what we want to get. There's, you know, as far as the lyrics go, a lot of them about metaphysics and stuff like that. So those are also interesting avenues to explore if people are interested in that type of thing.
Check out the band at their official website, www.cosmonautradio.com. From their album Take Me to Your Leader, here are the Cosmonauts once more with Reggae is Vile.
Keep on me. Vicky, Vicky, Darby, my dad's a family.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Arun Ramachandran for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go.
Prettiest boy I've ever seen.
Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Rock and roll. Rock.